Is there recovery for loss of chance? In some cases, the argument will be made that the defendant's negligence increased the likelihood of a poor outcome for the claimant or deprived him of the possibility of avoiding that outcome. The courts have been reluctant to allow loss of chance to substitute for the all-or-nothing requirement that causation be proved on balance of probabilities. Hudson and Berkshire Area Health Authority, 1987, shows how strictly the courts have adhered to the requirement of the claimant's burden of proof. A 13-year-old boy injured his hip in a fall from a tree while at school. When taken to hospital, the seriousness of his injury was not immediately discovered. 5 days later, his condition was correctly diagnosed and treated. However, he developed a serious disability of the hip as an adult, which he claimed was caused by the delay diagnosis. The hospital admitted negligence in terms of the original misdiagnosis, but denied liability on the grounds that the medical evidence was that given proper treatment, the boy would only have had a 25% chance of complete recovery. On the balance of probabilities, the disability would have occurred even without the defendant's negligence. According to Lord Acknar, the case was a relatively simple case concerned with proof of causation, on which the plaintiff failed because he was unable to prove, on the balance of probabilities, that his deformed hip was caused by the authority's breach of duty in delaying over a period of 5 days a proper diagnosis and treatment.